So another milestone reported by the United Nations to add to the bad news this summer, Ebola is spreading. The World Health Organization says Ebola could afflict more than 20,000 people. That's almost seven times the current number of reported cases. First cases reported this week in Senegal and in the center of Nigeria's oil port. That's the first Ebola death outside of the heavily populated Lagos in Nigeria. With us on the line is Daniel Epstein, a spokesperson for the World Health Organization. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you.
So you're in Washington, but the WHO, of course, is all over this story. You're describing an underreporting of Ebola cases. How severe is that, and what do you think that means?
I think it means that this outbreak of Ebola is very different from previous ones. It's in an area where three countries meet, and it's in West Africa where there have never been Ebola cases before. All the previous cases have been in other parts of Africa. The seriousness of this outbreak is that it has spread to cities in the three mainly affected countries, and the cases have been underreported. So it could be as much as two to four times more than the number of reported cases. And that's why we issued this roadmap and kind of estimate that there may be as many as 20,000 cases of Ebola before we're able to control the outbreak, which we know how to do. It's just in a difficult situation.
There's a Harvard team on the ground in Sierra Leone that is reporting that the virus is mutating at a very rapid rate as it transmits itself from one human to the other. Scientists suggest that it could become more transmissible under some of these mutations. Is our containment program working fast enough to prevent something from really breaking out?
Well, the containment program is working. It's difficult to implement, and that's why we've asked for more funds and more people on the ground, because there are really a series of things we have to do to control the outbreak. First, we have to treat the affected people. In fact, the case fatality rate, or the percentage of people who die, is lower in this outbreak than it has been in previous ones. It's around 52%, which means that 47 or 48% of the people who are infected are surviving Ebola, but there's still a lot left to do.
Is underreporting because people are hesitating to actually report? They're out of fear, or is the infrastructure broken down and communications is just lacking?
Fear is a huge factor. People are reluctant to report or to go to treatment centers because they're afraid that they will die. You know, if you go to a treatment center and half the people who go there die, people think that it may be a better strategy to stay at home and try to kind of tough it out. Obviously, that doesn't work. Your only chance of survival is to get supportive treatment and rehydration and medicine for pain, at least. So people are afraid, and there are rumors around as well that if you eat three large onions, for example, you may be able to avoid Ebola. Or if you drink a mix of Nescafe and coffee, you may be able to avoid Ebola. So we have to fight both the fear and the misinformation that's circulating in many of these rural communities.
Making an argument for more support in the fight against Ebola in West Africa, Daniel Epstein is a spokesman in Washington, D.C. for the World Health Organization. Daniel, thanks so much.
My pleasure.